أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن تكفروا فإن الله غني عنكم ولا يرضى لعباده الكفر وإن تشكروا يرضه لكم ولا تزر وازرة وزر أخرى ثم إلى ربكم مرجعكم فينبئكم بما كنتم تعملون إنه عليم بذات الصدور وإذا مس الإنسان ضر دعا ربه منيبا إليه ثم إذا خوله نعمة منه نسي ما كان يدعو إليه من قبل وجعل لله أندادا ليضل عن سبيله قل تمتع بكفرك قليلا إنك من أصحاب النار صدق الله العظيم. The ayats we discussed yesterday, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala showed us yet another qudrat of Allah Rabbul Izzat, and more especially pertaining to our own selves. And in this ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows us two paths, the path of iman and the path of kufr. Allah says, "In takfuru fa inna Allaha ghaniyun ankum." O insan, O mankind, if you make kufr, if you disbelieve in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then certainly Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is independent of you. Allah ta'ala is not in need of you. If the whole of mankind, the whole of jinnat, from the time of Adam alayhi salat wa salam to the last person, if each and every person makes kufr, each and every person disbelieves in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then it does not alter the position of Allah Rabbul Izzat. It does not alter the shan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is still the greatest, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will remain the greatest. It doesn't affect Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. It's a different thing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through His kindness, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through His mercy and compassion, has given us the tawfiq to accept iman and Islam, has given us the tawfiq to carry out the various amal of deen. That is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that also doesn't heighten Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's position in the slightest bit. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is Allah, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the greatest, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is free of all blemish, free of all faults. وَلَا يَرْضَى لِعِبَادِهِ الْكُفْرِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that He is not pleased with His servants when the servant commits kufr, when the servant commits disbelief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala becomes displeased with that person. But what pleases Allah Rabbul Izzat? وَإِن تَشْكُرُوا يَرْضَهُ لَكُمْ. When you make shukr, when you appreciate Allah, when you are thankful to Allah Rabbul Izzat, and the great or the highest position of thankfulness and showing gratitude to Allah Rabbul Izzat is obviously to bring iman in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And one fundamental aspect of shukr is to attribute every ni'mat that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bestowed us to Allah ta'ala Himself. Today we live in this world, a false world, a world of fallacy. We live in a world of dreams, and we think that we are doing everything, and whatever we have is what we had earned. Whatever we achieved is because of our hard work. That is absolutely against the truth. The truth is this: whatever Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has given us is what we have. Whatever we have is all from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The work that we had done, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given us the energy to carry out. If it is ibadat, it is the tawfiq from Allah. If it is material things, then the physical energy had all come from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So let us learn first to attribute every resource that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has given us to Allah Himself. The iman that Allah has given us is from Allah Himself. The tawfiq to carry out amal and ibadat is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Himself. The material things that we have, the physical things that we have, is all from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we learn that very fundamental, then we will trod on this path of making shukr to Allah. يَرْضَهُ لَكُمْ. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will become pleased with you. وَلَا تَزِرُ وَازِرَةٌ وِزْرَ أُخْرَى. And no carrier of any burden will carry the burden of another person. As far as we are concerned, we need to take responsibility for our wrongs. We need to take responsibility for our ill deeds. If we do wrong, we turn to Allah and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness. Because tomorrow day, on the day of Qiyamah, and before that in our qabrs, we are going to be responsible only for ourselves, and there is nobody else that is going to take responsibility for us. In this world there is this blind following of people of this material world, people of vice, people of deviation, and they on the day of Qiyamah, that will not be accepted, but we will have to be responsible for our own amal, our own deeds. ثُمَّ إِلَىٰ رَبِّكُمْ مَرْجِعُكُمْ فَيُنَبِّئُكُمْ بِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْمَلُونَ. Then it is towards your Rabb Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that your return will take place, and then Allah Rabbul Izzat will inform you of whatever you had done. On the one hand, the book of deeds. On the one hand, kafa bi nafsika alayka al-yawm, kafa bi nafsika. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that you yourself, you are going to be sufficient for your hisab and kitab, your book of deeds, the land on which we had carried it out, and over and above that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will also inform us about our ill deeds. Innahu alimum bi dhati sudur. Whatever is in the crevices of our hearts, maybe others will not know about it, but Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is alimum bi dhati sudur. Allah ta'ala knows whatever is in the hearts. Now the typical attitude of man is this, that when there are difficulties, then we all turn to Allah Rabbul Izzat. And then we seek and we make dua to Allah and we ask others to also make dua. But when Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala bestows us, and the slightest of bestowal, we forget Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and Allah Rabbul Izzat speaks about it in this ayah. He says, وَإِذَا مَسَّ الْإِنسَانُ ضُرٌّ. When any form of affliction afflicts a person, دَعَى رَبَّهُ مُنِيبًا إِلَيْهِ, then naturally insan turns towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala مُنِيبًا نَسِيَ مَا كَانَ يَدْعُو إِلَيْهِ مِنْ قَبْلِ. Then man forgets what he had been making dua for before. He forgets the reason that he had been making dua. He forgets he had been making dua to Allah. Nay, he forgets Allah also. And Allah says, وَجَعَلَ لِلَّهِ أَنْدَادًا. And then he attributes partners to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala لِيُضِلَّ عَنْ سَبِيلِ, to deviate others also from the path of Allah Rabbul Izzat. This is typical of man. Allah says, قُلْ تَمَتَّعْ بِكُفْرِكَ قَلِيلًا, more especially with the disbelievers. Allah says that derive benefit because of your kufr for a short while in this world, that you have denied Allah, you think is a world of freedom, so you enjoy all the freedom of this world, but إِنَّكَ مِنْ أَصْحَابِ النَّارِ, but in the hereafter, you will be from amongst the people of the fire of Jahannam. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdi. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka.